Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning.
Country Music Insider today, what are we rolling with?
Luke Combs says one moment in his career still weighs on him, and that was while he was touring in Australia back in 2023 and missed the birth of his son, Beau. Now he says he dreads the day when his son asks why he wasn't there.
We have our first son, Tex, and then 5 months later we find out we're pregnant with our next, Beau. I'm in Australia when Beau is born. And that's like crushing, like devastating thing. Because my whole identity is that no matter what, I'm going to prioritize my wife and my children over my job, over what I do. Like they're my number one priority. I want them to know that. I dread the conversation with my son at some point. You know, you made this record about being such a good dad and then you weren't there.
I think Luke has to forgive himself a little bit on that one. And he was trying so hard. It was like the last show I think he had on that tour. And then he knew his wife's due date and tried to make it back. And
he's just got to tell his son, I was working hard for the family. And that's just unfortunately how it went. Cody Johnson just dropped a surprise new song called Blame Texas. It's his first brand new solo release since the deluxe version of Leather back in 2024. But here's a clip of Blame Texas.
If I chase my tequila with an ice cold beer, blame Texas. If I swear there ain't no better place than here, blame Texas. If you think I say a few words wrong and find a way to put a fiddle in every song. If I take George Strait over Elvis, blame Texas.
All right, well, that's what I'm just going to do now.
Yeah.
Anytime,
right?
Anytime anything goes wrong, I'm just blaming Texas.
Blame Texas, yeah. Brantley Gilbert just became an investor and equity partner in Real American Beer. And to help with the launch, they did a new non-alcoholic option called Rab Zero. But what I love about this is that the drink helps support U.S. troops.
Oh, cool.
So a dollar from every case is going to be donated to the United Service Organizations. And one of Megan Maroney's team members is catching some heat after fans say he was a little rude during a meet and greet. In a short video making the rounds, fans are waiting to take photos with Megan when the staffer running the line tells a group of young women to hurry up. We got things to do. Not cool, dude.
Well,
especially when it's Megan taking the time out to do this stuff.
Catch somebody in a bad moment,
though.
What do you do, right? So, all right, well, there it is, our Country Music Insider today.